Hey there, and welcome back to Being in Business, the podcast with me, Lou Portis. The energies are wild right now, right? I am recording this on Wednesday, the 11th of May, 2022, and it's a response, this episode. It's a response to what's going on in my life right now and how the things that I've learnt and been reminded of this week might be valuable to you. And it's also a response to what I'm seeing in my communities and the people I'm sharing my time with. And that is that after a period where everything felt balanced, it feels like something tipped the scales, right? If you follow what's going on in the skies, then that thing is Mercury in retrograde. If you don't, just know that if you're feeling overwhelmed, if things are coming up unexpectedly for you, where previously there was calm, you are not alone. I created this episode in order to give you a place to feel seen and to share my insight from what has been a week very much like that which I just described. Things seem to be crawling out of the woodwork, let's say. And just to put a bit of context in here for whenever you're listening to this, because things, we can have to navigate unexpected overwhelm at the same time as running our families, running our homes and running our businesses all under one roof if we're work from home, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, women in business. Things can come from left field. Anytime. It just happens to be that right now it's happening for more of us and more regularly. And so I got to thinking when this thing hit me, which was we are in the process of moving and our buyers just out of the blue pulled out on day one of Mercury retrograde. It later transpired. I knew it was coming. I'd forgotten. And then when I looked at the dates, I was like, here we go then, this is going to be a wild ride. And what I did was I wrote a list of reminders, I guess, of the tools I already knew I had that I could delve into my toolbox in order to navigate this period in alignment with myself. And what I mean by that is feeling how I want to feel. And even when I waver, because I have and I will, because that's the nature of how we feel and what happens when things don't go according to the plans that we had. Coming back to myself, coming back to that desire for how I want to show up through this period. And what I wanted to, in this episode, really share with you in a fairly quick fire fashion, those things in the hope that one or more might resonate with you. Now, remember that for me, this has been about connecting in with how I want to feel, how I want to show up for myself, for that my family, within my business, for those that matter to me, even though inside it feels like a bit like a washing machine, a bit like a whirling dervish is flying around in there. And for you, if you find yourself in this space this week or anytime when you come to listen to this episode, I would recommend, first of all, asking yourself, how do I desire for this to go? And I'm not talking about the outcome. I'm actually talking about whatever it is you have to navigate through, the period of navigation. And the reason I say that is because sometimes if we're too tightly focused on the outcome, that can actually feel, that can actually fuel that feeling of lack of control. That can fuel us not showing up in an aligned way and not making conscious choices about who we want to be in these moments and how we want to show up and how we want to feel. So without further ado, the first thing that I did differently this time, and I'll pause there to say my usual MO when things feel like too much is to take it out on my body. And what I mean by that is either not eat or binge. 2 days in, and by connecting in with these tools, by reminding myself of them regularly, that hasn't happened yet, I'm pleased to say. So that brings me to the very first tool, and that is to allow yourself to feel the feelings. Allow them to healthily pass through you, pass through your awareness, pass through your emotion, pass through your body as you set the vision for how you desire to navigate this. And that can come from a place of simply saying, I am feeling X, Y, or Z. I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm feeling angry, I'm feeling disappointed, I'm feeling frustrated, whatever it might be. Or journaling on it, sharing that with somebody, meditating on it, whatever works with you, allow those feelings in and allow them to pass through you. And what I've discovered this week, that in doing that, I've been able to access the wisdom pretty quickly. I've been able to witness myself. I've been able to witness myself and to, in the moment, actively make choices to, I guess, to use a businessy word, pivot how I'm showing up. To, in that moment, ask myself, is this how I want to be in this moment? And if it's not, I know I have a choice to change it. We always have a choice about how we want to feel, how we want to show up in any given moment. Affirmations have been great for me this week. The one I'm working with at the moment is, if I desire it, it's already done. If I desire it, it's already done. And actually, the first step on that is setting the vision for how you desire to navigate this phase. Being in control when everything around you isn't, actually isn't about even attempting to control what's actually happening, to control the physical world around us, to control the people that are in it, to control the minutiae, if you like, or the moment by moment things. Being in control when everything around you isn't is actually about being in conscious communication with yourself and being in control of how you are showing up and of the choices that you are making. And one of the ways that I've done that for myself this week is acknowledging that the outcome that I want is still possible. And those fears, those things that are making me feel anxious, are nothing more than a genuine possibility, but at this point in time, no more likely than the outcome that I desire, which is that we find another buyer and we are able to proceed with the house that we have found to buy. every so often, and I paused to do it just then, every so often this week, I found myself feeling tension rising, feeling like I'm bottling the feelings up. I mentioned a few moments ago that I have really come to a working relationship, I guess, with witnessing myself this week. And one of the ways that we can all do that really simply and effectively is to notice when that tension is in our body, to notice where it is. And the more you do this, the more familiar you become with where you hold it. For me, it's shoulders up to my ears, furrowed brow, locked jaw. And sometimes, although I haven't felt it this week, kind of like a tingliness in my shoulders and down my upper arms. When you know those signs, then you get to actively shift the energy. And the most effective way I can recommend for doing that is with connecting with your breath, to breathe deeply, to still yourself in this moment and to bring yourself back into your body. And the final tip I wanted to share with you this week is on the topic of trust. And this is a really new revelation for me and something which is transforming both the moment by moment process and my ability to reflect and kind of like the veneer that's over the whole week, I guess. And that is trusting that you have the energetic space to hold all of the things you need to hold in this moment. You have that space available. And that means that you have the space, you're holding the energy open for your business and for all of the other things that are happening under the same roof as whatever it is that's come unexpectedly out of the blue and feels overwhelming. Trusting that you can keep that energy open. And even more so in trust, trusting and holding the vibration of that trust that it is working out for you exactly as it should. Trusting that your body will tell you when you need to pause. Trusting your connection with yourself. Trusting that when you set a desire for how you want to feel in these moments, as you're navigating whatever it might be, and how you want to show up, is something that you get to choose on a minute by minute, and sometimes a second by second, other times an hour by hour basis, trusting yourself. And trusting yourself is an incredible way, when you are navigating a shitstorm, of showing up for yourself and showing yourself self-compassion. And when self-compassion becomes part of the mix, as I've discovered in fact just prior to recording this, when you welcome in self-compassion, just as breathing, trusting, allowing yourself to feel the feelings do, you get to diffuse the intensity of that overwhelm at the situation that you are in. Whenever you come to listen to this, whether it is in a few days after I've recorded it, while Mercury is still in retrograde, or at some point in the future, if you are feeling like it's going to be tricky or is already tricky to hold space for yourself and your business and anything else that happens under your roof, your family, your children, whatever it might be, my biggest tip, and what everything that I've said so far really comes down to, is to connect with yourself, to listen to yourself, to trust yourself. and to show yourself love. To be there for yourself and to be kind to yourself. That's all for this week. Let's see where this interesting energetic period brings us to next week. In the meantime, if you found this episode useful, I would love it if you would share it with anybody else that you feel might value, might benefit from my words. Podcasts get where they get and grow through the receiving of reviews. So if you have been listening for a while or just joined me and are loving the way that I'm showing up in this space, I would be really grateful if you would leave me a review. And if you want to share what's going on for you at the moment with me privately, or how what I have shared today has helped you in those moments, then feel free to DM me over on Instagram. I am at I am Lou Portis, and I will put a link to that in the show notes. Sending you so much love. Take care of yourself and be kind to you. Bye-bye.